Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on Hannah XX Rose.
I will tell you who is Joe. Joe mom.
Quick interruption. Basically, here's how you can see my face. 100 Thieves is doing a contest on TikTok to find an intern. And I'm submitting my application where a video includes my face. If you go to the link in the description and give that video a lot of love, including likes, shares, and comments, I'd appreciate it so much. And if you end any comment with a winky face, like semicolon parentheses, I'll read out your TikTok username at the end of the next podcast. Guaranteed, no matter how many usernames there are. Thank you guys for the support. Goodbye. Today we'll be talking about Hannah XX Rose. Primarily, she plays Minecraft. She can be found on Bed Wars, doing different strategies, or just playing with friends. But she can also be found on the Dream SMP, a location for a lot of our favorite Minecrafters, where she plays with friends, gets into shenanigans, the usual Dream SMP stuff. So, Hannah XX Rose. She currently sits at 639,000 subscribers on YouTube. She has, I believe, a lot more on TikTok, because there's a lot of memes about it, but she's at 2.4 million followers on TikTok, and it seems like her friends make fun of her TikToks a few times, so that's fun. 1.1 million followers on Twitch. So, as someone who, kind of focuses on YouTube, I'll be interested to kind of explain my opinion to see if there's anything that she can do differently to grow her channel. Okay, so first of all, content she makes. In the last videos, it's all Minecraft. Her channel's a Minecraft channel, that's what you're coming for. She's done primarily Bed Wars stuff, which I'm now more familiar with, as I like Purpled kind of introduced me to it when I like did his episode and kind of, you know, researched him. And now that I'm familiar with the concept, looking at her doing it, I'm more familiar with the gameplay. The good thing about Bed Wars, as I said with Purpled, that can make you successful on YouTube is people know what they're getting. So they know kind of the setting of what the video is going to be. Like, oh, okay, you destroy the bed, then you kill the person. They know the items, you know, how it works. But then you can change up to doing different strategies, playing with different people. So there's room for variation while keeping that common theme, which, as we have said before, combined with consistency, can make you very successful on YouTube. Her videos all seem to be doing pretty well, all usually over 500,000 views, with the exception of one, which is surprisingly only at 300,000 views. And 3 months ago, but who knows, sometimes things just don't, you know, do as well. And here we go. So Hannah XX Rose does a great job, I think, of providing strategies. She explains what she is doing really well.
Okay, we have everything. 4 TNT. Oh, if I die here, that's gonna be so embarrassing. We have our 4 TNT, Ender Pearl, and potions. So we haven't done this trick in a while. We have to make sure they're at their base though, which is like the hardest part. Yes, okay. Come here. So now they're gonna be at their base. I'm gonna drink my Invis, you Ender Pearl. Place the TNTs. Bye.
I think that sometimes when people are like super good at a game and you are unfamiliar with them, like, you know, unfamiliar with the game, and maybe not that good of it, and they start, you know, doing random things, you're a bit confused. What she does a good job of is kind of explaining, you know, oh, I'm getting, gotta get emeralds for this strategy so I can get the TNT and then we can execute this. Oh, well, we have to get them at their base and all of that. She's really good at providing context to, you know, a lot of what she's doing, which you may think, like, may not be that relevant, but it is. It keeps the audience more engaged and, you know, understanding what's going on. An example, kind of like, I have never played League of Legends in my life. So like when I go into a random League of Legends, you know, YouTube video or stream, I have no idea what's going on. And some people may be the same with this. So when you provide, you know, that footage.
Nope, footage wasn't the right word.
That context, you know, explaining what you were doing, it'll better help the viewer understand what's going on. And another great thing she does is she has a rotating cast of people she plays with. But there's some familiar faces. I've seen her play with some members of the Dream SMP before. I think she's a close with like Captain Puffy especially, but she's also done, you know, a few things with Purple since they're both in the Bedwars community and actually interacted with Quackity a fair amount of times.
They talk about a hot dog in reference to a bed defense.
I'm going to keep building the hot dog.
Yeah, I put some lettuce on there for you.
That is messed up. That is actually so messed up.
Wait, what?
Like, why would you say that about the hot dog? One that I've taken hours to
I meant relish.
So that is usually pretty good to keep that rotating cast of characters people know, but rotate them enough so people feel like there's variation. Again, the key seems to be, to, at least in my opinion, to YouTube as a viewer, is providing, you know what you're getting, but it's still kind of different. And I think she's so far focusing that well. For things that she needs to do a bit better, I think that her Dream SMP videos, if I can be honest, I feel like need some work. She is very good at making the content surrounding Bed Wars, and, you know, very good at, like, creating that video, but the thing that she lacks in her Dream SMP videos is a narrative. The Dream SMP, the videos that do super well, that, you know, make people super happy, that the general draw of it is the narrative that's going on. You know, like, the war between Tommy Tubbo and Dream, you know, other things like the egg, stuff like that. That usually draws people in. And even if you're not involved in those main plot lines, you can still have sub-narratives like when Purpled, for example, set up the real estate business with Ponk. That was like a sub-story within a story when what's another example? And like Awesome Dude was, you know, building the prison and stuff. Although at one point that was not to the main story, you kind of have a narrative going along. Stuff like that. Even if it's not fully related to like the main quote plot unquote, you can still have a story. And what I found when I lacked her Dream, when I watched her Dream SMP videos, it lacked like the story. I didn't know what I was supposed to get invested for. And that's what I would say the problem is. Because, for example, there's a plot against me on the Dream SMP.
That's the title of the video.
You think, oh, someone's trying to kill her. That would be all funny and all of that. That's like funny. So I went to watch that one. The video kind of consists of basically her. She first does ladder tricks with Foolish, kind of a fun start. And then she ends up, you know, I think dropping in lava and losing the majority of her items. But then it's kind of like, I think what she was trying to frame the video as is the quest to get them back. But the issue was the quest wasn't really, it wasn't framed in the right way. She was just kind of frantic and running around and—
Oh, no, 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 no. Dude, I'm actually stressed. I am actually stressed, man. Man. Which direction? Which direction? I have a horrible memory. It's like a memory of a mouse or something. I literally have no idea where I went. We're going south. Guys, I have a horrible memory.
There were a lot of cuts where you're like, I don't really know what you're doing at the moment. She's like, we need to get food. We need to get food. And she's like, just kind of running around the nether, but it seemed like she fell in lava. So it was kind of confusing at that point. And that's the part, since she took that from her stream, where I think she lacked giving the context. What she was very good at in the Bed Wars category, she lacked in the Dream SMP category. Another one is Quackity trolled me on the Dream SMP. again, you know, she's building cakes for, you know, her house because her birthday's coming up. Great start to a narrative. And then she ends up stealing Quackity's cows, and then Quackity kind of like bugs her and like fake, like, you know, kind of messes up all the cakes, which is good and all, but like it lacked the emotion and reason I should get invested. It was more like Quackity stop, and he'd do it, and then she would say stop. It didn't really feel like there was an end game to that one. It almost seemed like he got bored and left. What I realize now, after like kind of going through her Dream SMP videos, is she lacked the voice chat with others. You don't really get a sense of invested in things, or, you know, you don't get invested in things as well as, you know, emotionally attached when there's not a lot of speaking going on. If it's one person like talking, you're like, oh, like you don't know why Quackity was like, you know, destroying her cakes.
All right, let's stop this. Why do you have sleeves on the inside of your arm? No, not here! Man. Anywhere but my cake patio. Anywhere else. Absolutely disgusting. Kill him.
Feels like an awkward one-way conversation.
Or, you know, you don't know why, you know, it lacked the emotional investment that I think comes from multiple people in the chat. The best one, I think, was her first day on the Dream SMP, because Purpled was in the voice chat, and that provided some back and forth. What makes the Dream SMP successful is not that it's Minecraft, because of course, anybody can play Minecraft alone. It's the interactions between people, the yelling back and forth. All of that is what makes the Dream SMP successful. So when you don't have that in your videos, there's nothing people can laugh at / get attached to. So that's what I think would be the ceiling at the moment to those SMP style videos. If we go to all of her, you know, Bedwars videos, a lot of them all have voice chat. You were able to hear the banter and all of that, so it's funny. But like when you lack that, it's hard, especially in just a normal Minecraft setting. You don't really get the implications of things. And that was my holdup with her Dream SMP content. And yeah, she can easily fix that. That's an easy fix. But if that's not her style, like I don't think she has done a video of her on the SMP in like 3 months, then that's not your style. That's just how it is sometimes. Yeah. As for thumbnails and stuff, she seems like she does a pretty good job with thumbnails. Always, you know, clickbaiting people pretty well. And she keeps a consistent kind of like, for the last, it looks like 12 maybe, her face in the left side of the screen. So it's pretty consistent. People know, oh, it's a Hidden XX Rose video. They can go to that. That all seems to be pretty well. Her editing's pretty good. She does subtitles, which people always appreciate and like, when you can kind of read what people are saying in case it's illegible. That's always helpful and nice. So yeah, good job on editing, good job on thumbnails and all of that. Nailed all of that. As I said before, great job on people. Streaming, I didn't get to watch much of her streams. This is called YouTube with the Boys, so I focus on YouTube. However, I did get to see some clips from her, and her clips looked, you know, pretty funny. It seems like she did that well. But yeah. One thing that I feel like is actually really impressive is obviously she got a, you know, gains popularity and stuff from playing with Dream SMP members. That's general. However, she has been doing YouTube for a while, which I had no idea. Even though, you know, people have blown up overnight from the Dream SMP, she's been posting videos since 5 years ago.
Trying to flirt
it
with
is
me.
On your hot bar.
Shut her down.
No, I wasn't. All I said was thanks for raiding me the other day.
Yeah, right. Okay, do I come up now? I have
Yeah. He has an anvil. I can make you guys some books. Well, I think he already has books.
But... Yeah, Hannah, the Hypixel cave is kind of bad, honestly. Like.
No. My friend mined 30 diamonds the other day.
And it looks like she did different series back then. So I am more than impressed she has been posting that long. And super proud that she has, like, you know, come this far. Because it's obviously going to be hard to, you know, keep putting time into it if you're not getting that much returns back. But she stuck with it. And eventually, look, now she is at this point. She had, it looks like on Social Blade, she had a big blow up around, you know, December 2020 and all of that. Or I think around probably when she joined the SMP. But she has been working super hard, so she totally deserves it. When I saw that video 5 years ago, I was kind of like, wow, man, that is really impressive. And I am happy that she has probably come this far and grown a lot in making content. And I would say, you know, all of the props to her for coming this far. I always have respect when people stick with things on YouTube, because it's hard to blow up fast in a sense, but it is obviously also hard to keep chugging along, and eventually you get there. So that's super awesome. And that's just, you know, a lesson to things. If you have a YouTube channel or something, stick with it. You never know. It may pay off. And I would assume, since her TikTok is at 2.4 million, that really helped her out. So TikTok is also a super, you know, easy and special tool you can use to get pretty far. So yeah, all the props to her. I think we're going to see more good things from her in the future. I would probably, if I were her, I would focus on the Bed Wars content and just try to get as many fun games with different people as I could. Kind of changing out, you know, the characters while still keeping the same format. And if she does that, I think she will be very successful. Yeah.
Please check out the TikTok. You can see my face and I'll read your username.
Thank you guys for all the support recently. I really appreciate, you know, all the support you've been giving me, all the listeners. I'm going to, you know, keep trying to make content. One day we'll get a guest. One day. It may be like 2 years from now, but one day. One day. Let me go check if there are any reviews at the moment. Again, thank you, Eli, for the suggestion of this. Last week, I know I mentioned you, but thanks again for the suggestion. Thank you guys so much. Goodbye.